This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, with the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today I'm here with another outstanding stakeholder, Ms. Chantel Powell of PlayPits. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
Now, first I want to ask you, how did you get started on this entrepreneurial journey? If you want to talk a little bit about your background, that'd be cool too. But how did you end up starting PlayPits?
Yeah, so I started PlayPits because one hot July summer day, my sweet little baby boy Cam at 6 years old got in my car and literally changed my life because he smelled so bad. And I wanted something that was safe and effective for him, but I also wanted something that was fun, exciting, and playful, only to go to the stores to discover that there wasn't anything on the shelves that was reflective of my kid. And so I got in the kitchen and I did what my grandmother used to do. She used to pat baking soda under my arms before I would go out and play, but I knew I wanted something that would be long-lasting because he was an athlete. He was a youth athlete playing long days and hot days. So I took some baking soda and some cornstarch and some coconut oil, and I scented it with an orange essential oil, and that's how PlayPits was born.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Now, you must have some kind of background to be able to build this successful business. And I would say it's very successful. Tell the people how many stores you're in. What's been the journey for PlayPits?
Yeah, so PlayPits' journey has been quite incredible. Currently, we're in over 390 Target stores nationwide. We're on Amazon, and we also have our own PlayPits.com. But our journey has been, literally, self-made journey. Like, we started in our home kitchen. We started packing orders in our living room floor, only to grow now to where we're, in a store like a Target. But it has not been a rags to riches story and the glamour, it's been very gritty and very grassroots. And we've utilized our community, and our community is called the Under Army. And that's our customer base. Those are our supporters and people who have rooted for us and have been the most powerful element of our business in getting the word out about PlayPits.
Okay, so we are also joined in the studio today by Cameron, the inspiration of this PlayPits deodorant, and her other son, Caden. So I'm curious to know, Cameron, Caden, what has it been like to watch your mom build this business that you all inspired?
It's been wonderful. We've been through a lot of challenges, obstacles, but that's part of life, and we're getting through it.
Okay.
And it's fun to watch our mom complete all of a big challenge and celebrate.
So are you guys ready to be entrepreneurs too after seeing your mother build this company?
Yes.
I love that. Strong yes.
They go back and forth about who would be the future CEO.
Okay.
So, Cam swears him, but
well,
Kanan.
He's the oldest, right? So if he stays on the right track, it's no reason why he won't be, right? Then he can, tee it up, and then his brother can come down the pipeline next. So I love that. So let's talk about some of the challenges, because both your boys have already seen that you have been an overcomer. So what has been, a major challenge for you getting this brand up and standing up this business for yourself and for your family?
Yeah, so I think the first challenge was I was making a deodorant, and traditionally that's a boring product, right? And so not only was it a boring product, but also it's something that was a natural product. Mm-hmm. And I was selling it to people in my community, and in 2018, Black people wasn't checking for natural deodorant, right? And so it took a lot of education. It took trust from the people. And to get that, we experienced a lot of no's in the beginning. We would be at pop-up events, and we would be at trade show events, and we would be so excited to tell people about our product. And I would even have the boys passing out flyers and stuff, and people would straight up be like, yeah, no, I wear Dove, I wear Secret, natural deodorant, it doesn't work, right? And so we had to overcome the no's by continuing to push on and educate. And I think once we started to educate and explain to people why they should try our natural deodorant and what makes us different, that helped, right? And then the community, the people would then tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And that's how we was able to kind of grow the brand. And then some of the other obstacles that I'm sure the boys are talking about is in 2022, September, we lost our warehouse to a fire. Mm. We had an explosive fire in our 2,500 square foot facility that we were in from 2020 to 2022 to only get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that the warehouse was on fire. So to my kids, this building was, to other people, it was a building. To us, it was a milestone. It was an accomplishment. It was the place that they seen us go from nothing to this something, and to watch that all burn down and to have to tell them that it was gone was really difficult. But I knew that not only were they watching, but I had so many customers, thousands of customers nationwide that needed me to continue to push forward. And so I used that motivation of their eyes on me and also my customers to continue to rise.
I love that. So every up and down, right? There's ups, there's downs. Let's talk about an up, because I'm sure there's been something that has been just like a moment that has brought joy to you in doing this business. Is there something you want to share with our audience, a highlight on this journey?
What would y'all say was the biggest highlight?
Doing the Black Ambition thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was a top finalist of Black Ambition in 2022. Okay. And so with that, I was able to pitch on the main stage for Demo Day along with 8 other entrepreneurs. And I walked away with $50,000. And that was literally a month after the fire.
Wow.
And so that was a great example for them to see that despite the loss and it happening so tragic, that God continued to bless us even less than 30 days out from the fire. And so that was a highlight because they were able to travel with me to Norfolk, Virginia and watch me pitch and kind of see how people receive the pitch and watch me win that check.
I love that. Yeah. So what's next? When you think about Play Pits and just the growth that you've already seen in all these, what'd you say, 390 Target stores?
Plus.
What do you see the trajectory and the next big move for Play Pits?
Yeah, so what's next for us is my goal is to take over the bathroom, right? And so right now we're, keeping the kids fresh and keeping adults fresh, right? The whole family, we want to keep smelly people and smelly pits fresh, but we want to continue to take over the bathroom, and that looks like, body products.
Okay.
And so we're on the path of doing that. We're really excited. We just did a new, we just launched a new product called Love, mm-hmm. and Love is a baking soda free form. And so we're that is launching at Target this month. So
yay,
super excited about that. In addition to for Mother's Day, we have a beautiful Mother's Day gift for all of our mothers. Queen is called our women's scent is called Queen. We have Queen, King, and we have Sugar Happy and Sunshine, and those are the kids' scents, Sugar Happy and Sunshine. But the Queen kit is something that is an extended experience of Play Pits. It's a body wash, a deodorizing spray, and a body moisturizer, and it's all very luxurious. And so it's my approach to giving that mom that extra level of self-care, something that they deserve to indulge in every day.
Well, speaking of self-care, I always like to ask my guests, what are you doing for self-care? You've got these beautiful boys, you are an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you're doing many, many other things. How do you take that moment to recharge and revitalize yourself?
You know what? I think that's something that I still struggle with, but I do make intentional time to try to step away, right? And so one of the things I do, I love a good bath. The boys know when I'm taking my bath, leave me alone, right? Another thing that I've started to implement in the mornings since May, I would say, is meditation and praying in the morning. Also journaling. I'm trying to get more consistent with writing in my journal and kind of starting my day with gratitude and starting in a very high point, because in business, like I just talked about, there's so many ups and downs. And so the day will kind of send you on this emotional roller coaster. And so my goal is to kind of figure out how to start my day in a very solid, strong point. And then when the day comes, it's like, okay, what ride are we taking today? So I'm trying to be more intentional about starting my day at a high point.
I love this. So I'd like to know, how has being a Rice stakeholder supported your entrepreneurial journey since you've been a part of the ecosystem here? What it's been like to have this community around you?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is the community around me, right? I think being a founder, you don't have a lot of friends that can relate to your struggles. The struggles that I have, my friends that I've been friends with for years can't really relate to the things that I'm struggling with. And so to have a place where I can come and kind of talk to people and meet people, and it can be a complete random day where you meet a random stranger going to get water, and, you know, someone is able to kind of spark a conversation that resonates with you or you can learn from. And I think that has been the most important thing in my journey, is aligning myself with other people that are not necessarily like-minded, but on the same path and that I can learn from, has been the most impactful thing.
So before we get out of here, I always like to ask, what would you like to leave our listeners? And boys, you are welcome to share your words of advice to our listeners as well about just the entrepreneurial journey and what you feel like is a good thing to leave to our listeners.
One of the things that has resonated in my journey has been that nothing is impossible, right? I even have it tatted on my arm, because this journey has proved to me that the things that seem so impossible actually is possible. Mm-hmm. You just have to be creative enough, resilient enough, and determined enough to make the impossible possible. But I'm a true believer that with God, all things are possible. And so if someone was to tell me that, it may have made it a little lighter to accomplish the impossible, right? And so that's what I'll leave with people, that thing that you're dreaming of, that thing that you're thinking of and has been heavy on your heart, it's on your heart for a reason, and it's there for a purpose. And if God put it there, it's possible. You just have to see it through. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. Y'all have anything?
What I would say, keep pushing through the obstacles that you go through. Don't quit nothing. Things are going to get hard, but make it harder so you get better at things. Like, we was talking to Josh Norman, football player. He plays for the Bills. And he was like, after practice, when they cut the lights off, I kept working. And if you keep working, you get better. That's how I made it to the NFL. So, like, just don't stop your dreams and, like, work as hard as you can to get whatever you want.
And, so, like, never, like, quit, or else, like, you'd probably get teased by being a quitter. Or, like, you'll, like, do half of your workout and you won't reach your accomplishment.
Don't do it halfway.
Don't quit, because it's possible, right?
Yes. Yeah. Don't quit. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way and get it done.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and being here today. How do the people get in touch with you if they're interested in Play Pits and they want to be able to become a part of the Under Army? What do they do?
All right, so if you're interested in being a part of the Under Army, first of all, you have to make sure you follow us on social. And so we're Play Pits on Facebook and Instagram, and Play Pits DO on TikTok. Also, if you are interested in working with us, please email hello@playpits. And we're currently looking for brand ambassadors and people to be affiliates. We're really excited about that. In addition to that, you can also go support us at Target. Like I just said, we launched a new No Baking Soda deodorant at Target. So we now have Love, and we have Queen, and we have Sugar and Sunshine at Target.
All right. So get to Target and let's support Play Pits, another amazing Rice stakeholder. So thank you for sharing your valuable insights today.
Thank
you, listeners, for tuning into another Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott, and I was here today joined by Chantel Powell of Play Pits. And for more information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.
Sunday Conversations is a pre-recorded program produced by the staff from Davis Broadcast. The ideas expressed are not that of Davis Broadcast. Guests are stakeholders of the nonprofit organization, the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. This program may contain advertising sponsors who also do not necessarily share the beliefs expressed during the program.